One of the most entertaining parts of being the minister to retired priest is sitting around the table with these old and holy men and sharing a meal with them. The stories they tell, the joking, the laughing, it's like a sitcom. One of the most frequent questions at the table, and it's pretty obvious, is, "What did he say?" I'm sure many of you remember Father Walt Carr when he was here at St. Helen. He turned 94 last week, and you can always tell when he forgets to wear his hearing aids. When he can't hear one of the priests, what they said, he would always look at me with, right in my eyes and said, "He did what to who?" I remember taking Father Carr to be fitted with his hearing aids a few years ago. When we walked out of the store, he stopped abruptly and was looking all around. And he said, "Mike, what is that noise?" He could finally hear the rain slowly dripping in the gutter behind him. He just stood there on the sidewalk in amazement, right on Austin Avenue, just taking in all the sounds, the cars passing by. He could finally hear the birds chirping. He could hear the two men down the sidewalk talking to each other. Years of not being able to hear, and then now, it was like a new world was opened up before him. This 90-year-old man looked like a young boy experiencing something brand new. Not being able to hear can bring a sense of darkness. We miss out on so much around us. And sometimes we can hear just fine, yet we don't listen. Hearing is simply perceiving sound in the ear. Listening, on the other hand, requires concentration so you can process the meaning of words and sentences. Not listening is a choice we make, and sometimes not listening brings us into darkness. All the stories of the first Advent 2,000 years ago were stories of listening. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary with a message from God that she will give birth to a son named Jesus. Mary listened, and she gave her total yes to God's plan. And then there was the angel Gabriel who spoke to Zechariah. He listened. And the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph, and he took Mary as his wife. And then there were the shepherds. They all listened. The Magi listened and followed the star and found the newborn Jesus. Choosing not to listen can bring us into darkness. Let's look at that first reading from Micah and understand that we're listening to something that is very much part of this Advent season. There is a light, and at the end of the dark tunnel, this image from Micah come at a very dark time in the salvation history of the Israelite people. They had turned away from God and had given themselves over to things that just leave them empty. The prophet Micah spoke into this great darkness. The passage tells us from a tiny little town, Bethlehem, will come someone who will radically change everything, a light in a sometimes dark world. In our own lives, we constantly move from cycles of confusion and difficulty, of being on top of the world one day, and then finding ourselves in the lowliness of a valley. When we're in the darkest part of these experiences, we always discover a tiny glimmer of hope. We can't describe this feeling of hope, but that tiniest light is there. And this, brothers and sisters, is where we can't help but to listen to God and find out our will, His will for our lives. Hope is a sign God has placed in each and every one of us. It's our capacity to work through whatever experiences we're given. And in Scripture, it doesn't give us clear instructions like we might find putting together a bicycle on Christmas morning. But it certainly provides us for a way of dealing with the struggle. We're able to deal with the process that is often difficult for us. Often, when we experience a difficult situation in life, such as an illness or a broken relationship, the first thing we usually ask is, how can I myself fix this? How can I stop the pain myself or stop the worry? We want to fix it ourselves. And if we can't, we might even want to bargain with God and try to please God so He'll fix it. This is a distorted relationship with God. Jesus is quoted in the second reading, telling us what God really desires us to do. At the time of Jesus, religion taught people to offer sacrifices. Sacrifices and offerings are good, but they exist because they allow other things to happen. We don't offer sacrifices to please God. They are disciplines that open us up to what God ultimately wants. God wants us to be present to Him and listen to Him. In listening to the voice of God, a voice that is personal to us, we must listen to where He wants to take us. Just imagine a relationship. The person you love can't stop doing anything they think you want for them to do. They're constantly involved in activity, always doing one more sacrifice, one more wonderful thing for you, one right after the other. Yet they never look you in the eyes, and they never take time to listen. That is Jesus' insight, not to perform for God, but to enter a personal relationship with Him and listen to Him. And we can't do that without turning off our TVs or turning off the computers or iPhones and spending some quiet time. Because God doesn't shout over all these distractions. He speaks to us in a whisper. The two women in our gospel this fourth Sunday of Advent is Mary and Elizabeth. If we look at them, we can learn something about this process of listening to God. Mary, a young teenager, and I'm sure was overwhelmed by the unexpected change in her life with the new birth of Jesus. And Elizabeth, well past the age of childbearing, in the unexpected change in her life, that she will give birth to John the Baptist. Both mothers-to-be, as with all mothers, they wait in hope. With the process of listening to God, you have to be a person of hope. Mary and Elizabeth symbolize all men and women who wait in hope. But our challenge is to take a little time from our chaotic life to listen to God's whisper and to reflect on where we find hope. And in doing so, we will find peace. Peace that enables us to go through life's changes with great calm and great strength.